Hi, this is Paul. I want to give a little bit of attention to this conversation between Matthias and Teddy. Teddy is from Israel. Matthias is from Germany. He asked me to share this on Twitter. I'm sure he wouldn't have any problem with me sharing this on my channel. I don't know how much of the conversation I'll watch, but as I started watching it this morning, I thought, yeah, this is really good because in many ways it sort of connects to 2018, sort of the golden era, the golden days of this channel, back when Jordan Peterson was doing his biblical series and everything was new. So let's jump into this conversation. Also touches on the festival that's coming up in Germany.
Yeah, right. Teddy, very good to talk to you. I am planning this festival, this Bridges of Meaning Festival in Germany, from the 26th to the 28th of August. And yeah, you were from the very beginning, you were very interested in it and very enthusiastic about it, and I like that a lot. And there Paul Vanderclay will be coming. Bernd Powell will be coming, John Van Dunk, different speakers. You will have music from two more V's, and there will be small group discussions. There will be networking opportunities, and it's really this idea to get the Bridges of Meaning community together in one place.
I like that this is happening in Europe because, Chicago, we had an event in Chicago before Synod, and Chicago is just such an ideal place to do these kinds of things because in the United States, and I suppose to a degree in Canada, Chicago is just easy to get to from anywhere but Europe, I would imagine. So.
And have the online experience, really in real life. And there will be bonfire in the evenings. There will be community dinners. And the venue where we will be in Landau in Germany, they have enough space, a big yard. They have a stage. And I think it will really be something. And really, to the goal is really to get the Bridges of Meaning in more into real life. And I think it.
Now, we are actually working on, myself and Rick and others are working on the next iteration of the Bridges of Meaning. Hard to know. We're going to keep using Discord, but we're going to try some new things with Discord that's going to lighten the load of moderation, let's say, that Joey had been carrying for a long time, and distribute the load of moderation into probably regional leaders and then perhaps sectional leaders. People won't be able to sort of range all around the Discord. It'll be much easier to use, but there will be more of the kinds of conversations that figure into Teddy's story so much more.
Actually, it will be like heaven for Bridges of Meaning people, really, because you can
It's pitching it pretty high.
walk around and talk to everybody, just like in the server, but then you really have the person in one place. And that's why I wanted to ask you. You seemed to be very excited about it, and I just wanted to have your thoughts, and maybe you can just briefly introduce yourself and then talk about what the Riches of Meaning, the community means for you, and what you hope for the festival.
First of all, thank you, Matthias. It's the thing that you're organizing it in and Cassidy. It's excellent. It's such a great opportunity for us actually meet. I actually wasn't excited from the beginning because I thought I heard Paul mention that he's planning to do some kind of European tour. And I thought to myself, okay, if he will come closer to Israel, I'll probably will come.
One day I'd love to visit Israel, but that hasn't happened yet.
I'll say what changed my mind a little bit later. But first of all, I'm relatively new to the community. I'm only actively half a year, but inactively as a lurker for a year now. I was I'm from Israel, originally, not originally, but I was born in Russia and we immigrated to Israel from
Teddy's been on some of the Thief in the Night videos that I've done. I haven't done them for a while because, again, I'm just really strapped for time.
as most Russians, atheistic secular background. And I got struck by Jordan Peterson during the 2017 time. I remember the moment that I heard him on Joe Rogan, and I remember the spot when I was in Tel Aviv, and like stopping and taking the phone and looking at it, and like, who the hell is that? And who is saying that? And I remember the moment what he said. He said, when the problem with the C16 started for him, and Joe Rogan spoke with him about gulags, about responsibility, and then at the end, Joe Rogan tried to reach to him and asked, "So what should you want people to do to help you?" And then Jordan said, "Just make their own life better." Like sort the room, make a better world for yourself, because if your world will be better, mine will be better as well. And I remember
Do
that
the future authoring. Didn't he also say do the future authoring
do the
program?
future authoring
I
program.
remember that, yeah. I
Yep,
remember
yep.
it.
So that moment just stopped me. I remember it was like n night in Tel Aviv, raining, and I remember the corner. I was going from my job to my home. I just stopped. Like, what? And from that moment,
And you know, I think so many can relate to this story that I love that he's telling it.
I was hooked. And there were a some opportunities to start conversation between people who got interested in Israel. But not that much. Israel is suffering less from meaning crisis as Europe and United States from the
And I thought this was a fascinating comment too, that Israel's, why is Israel suffering less from a meaning crisis than?
different reasons. One of them is it's mostly constantly at war. The second is the religious aspect is quite prevalent in Israel, so you still have that, and we still like Israelis still make babies, and that's an important part. And
And again, it's really interesting.
so all of those combinations show that like probably the meaning crisis is less prevalent here. But I was lost. I personally was lost. And a year ago, I heard the Jordan Peterson and Vivek conversation, and it was a unique one. And I tried to understand it. So I looked at the online for explanation of those, and I found Paul. And I come across Paul a few years back, but I said, like, I don't listen to religious people. Like, I'm not interested in their take about Jordan Peterson.
Which is a very common thing. There's a lot of people that I've spoken with that have told me exactly the same thing. Now, recently, there was a CRC guy in a different forum who basically said, "Yeah, I saw Paul Vanderclay doing this stuff on Jordan Peterson, so I didn't listen to him at all, but then after Synod, I read something, and then so it's funny the boundaries and the barriers we have."
But this time I decided, because he was the only one who took the glove to explain what happened with the Vivek conversation. And after finishing that, I heard a few more videos of Paul, and Paul said something profound as well, that after Jordan Peterson, people had the need to come together, to have a conversation, to meet each other, to talk about those problems that Jordan is coming to bringing to the front, but they don't know how to do that and how to reach each other and where to find each other. So he started his meetings, his meetups, and then few of the members from the meetups started the Discord server. So he said, "Look, come to the Discord server, come and start having connection with people. And at the beginning, I logged in into Discord and I was overwhelmed.
Again, this is another common story, and this is part of the reason for the next iterations that will be quite different in terms of the experience. There'll be far fewer choices. You basically, on the onset, sort of have to, Rick is well on his way with a regional server where you'll join a region for conversation. But I also mentioned to Rick that we need sort of a global server where people can find each other across the world and have the regional server is supposed to encourage the building of relationships with people that you can and will be able to get together with regularly. I think there might be a need, but part of what the original Bridges of Meaning server has done was create space for people to have conversations that are global. So I'm continuing to talk to some of the people around here because, you know, I can't set this stuff up, but, you know, Rick can set a lot of things up. So we've got some resources now in the community.
I didn't know all this chat or this conversation coming to a voice chat, like just to come and to speak with people. It was really, really scary. And so I lurked in the background for half a year. And probably at the end of the last year, I joined actively. I remember the first person I spoke with was Adam from Ireland. And because back then we used cameras less, so I didn't knew his face, and I was like really scared, like, oh, I have so problems with meaning, and I don't know what's happening. And like Adam was really gracious and like helped me, and then I had a few more conversations, a really meaningful conversation with Jacob, who actually put me on a more religious path. And then I said, okay, I need to find ways to bring more presence to the Discord. And I took a few measurements. One of them was always bring myself with a camera, no matter what I do.
And these are some of our early lessons with the Bridges of Meaning Discord server, that cameras on makes a big difference. Using real names makes a big difference. In other words, the internet loves anonymity, and there's definitely places for anonymity. But if you want to build relationships that can go into real life and are substantial, we need faces, we need names, we need identities that are stable and durable.
So I'm present. And actually, it started the kind of a trend that a lot more and more members started to just turn their camera on because Teddy's there and mostly speaking and looking at himself in the Discord. So it's funny. I try to find more ways to participate in the Discord channel. And I didn't know how exactly. So Adam helped me organize. And then I knew that he like just a scrawny kid from Ireland, which was really funny. But he helped me to.
And again, this is where sort of the global reach, because you got somebody from Israel and you've got someone from Ireland, and so we're gonna need the functionality that people can move across the world with it too.
Organized the book club for the European members, because there are a lot of book clubs on the US side of the world, but it's not suitable for our time. And so I started a very small group, and we started to read Dostoevsky and Crime and Punishment. Now we are finishing the book. We have two meetings before we finished the book. It's like half a year, two chapters a week. Grueling work, grueling. It's, but that's tremendous. And those four people from this book club just changed my life. They're older people, but we have those conversations, and the fact that I need to prepare some kind of things every single week.
Again, the multi-generational aspect is really key. And this is something that has been lost in the American church to one degree or another. And the generations need each other.
Week, and I need to show up on time. I need to present something to them. Sometimes I prepare in advance. Sometimes I procrastinate until the last moment and like do something really, really quickly. But still, constantly bringing yourself every single week to that space and discussing real problems through the book started to do something to me. And I found that I managed to take more and more responsibilities upon myself. So I started to reach more to people who Paul's have a random conversation with. And I had a few conversations with those people.
It's been interesting with the Randos conversations. Obviously, over time, you know, something of a hierarchy, of course, has developed. And some of the people, some of the early Randos started their own YouTube channels. They've got a certain degree of visibility. That's a natural development. In a church, these things happen the same way. I remember as a college kid going to Madison Square Church in Grand Rapids, and of course the people that were older than me had been there longer than me. You know, some of them would become important mentors. I had Dave Bielan on the channel. And so, again, having a space that facilitates multi-generational connection is really important.
And I found that, like, I started a small like a lecture program to my nephew about movies. And I see, like, every single week we choose a movie, we go about it deeply. I'm quite a movie fanatic.
Okay, and so here there's also sort of this is basic practice within, let's say, Christian discipling. There's certain Christian discipling programs, is that if you are being discipled, you have to disciple someone else. And in the practice of discipling someone else, you gain insight into what it means both to be a disciple and to be a discipler.
And I see how I got so much respect for my mother and my sister. My sister is much, much older than me. And I saw for the past like 5 years how the politically correctness ideas start to creep on her slowly, slowly, slowly. Then she started to use like patriarchy and a lot of the jargon that we're familiar. And for the last half a year, I didn't hear it from her because she's also in communication with her son, and her son is like also changing her mind a little bit. And she changing her mind by seeing what, I don't know, what we're doing. It's a small change, but it's a change nevertheless. And for me personally, I found a few things really changed for the better just by joining the Discord channel and having the conversation. One of those was I almost don't eat sugar. I stopped with sugar completely. Well, I consume much more fruit, which is also sugar, but still. And maybe the more...
It's also fascinating how diet is coming back into the moral valence. You know, so many, if you look at some of these connections back to early Protestantism, of course, one of the big things with Protestantism was Protestants could eat anything, whereas Catholics had fasting days. Again, with these big movements, you see sort of the movements between... That's, of course, the propositional versus the participatory, or the procedural... again, I see in these things just these tiny little tells of the recession of modernity.
The embarrassing thing, I start consuming porn completely. I had like a few missteps, but still, it's that's weird. How? What happened? I don't understand.
Yeah.
So for me, I felt that I need to meet those people that helped me so much in person. So when the festival in Germany was announced, I it wasn't even a question. But still, as I said before, when I thought it was just Paul, I was a little bit hesitant.
Now, I noticed this with the Chicago group too, because when I spoke with someone who came, if I mentioned where he comes from, some of you will know, but most of you won't, drove up all night from North Carolina, and so poor guy didn't have any sleep for the first day. But it was interesting because he said, you know, it was just you coming, but then I heard Chad the alcoholic was coming too, so then I had to come. Why? And this, I think, is really key because, you know, the celebrity stuff is flattering. Yeah, the status stuff. I get that. But one of the things you learn very quickly as a pastor is that if all of the relationships in your church run through you, what usually happens, someone starts coming to church. Maybe they liked your sermon. Maybe they saw you online, something like that. So first, their relationship is with the pastor. Pastors know that until pastors are able to turn the people to relate to each other so that the pastor is, to one degree or another, incidental, until you come to that point, you don't have a church. You have a following, or maybe you have a little celebrity, yes, a little celebrity guru clutch. Those aren't churches. Those aren't communities. That there needs to be the weaving of the relationships with each other so that whatever person sort of drew you, that person is in some ways less important because the relationships are between the people. Because, you know, again, part of the distortion of celebrity and status and hierarchy is that I don't have my Dunbar number is blown away very quickly. And so I can't have personal relationships with all these people. But all these people can have personal relationships with all these people. And that's actually how the community is knit together.
And I was hesitant because Paul talked about this problem that he becoming slowly a YouTube celebrity. And he feeling this problem, and I highly recommend the two conversations that he had, one with Peugeot about this, and one with Viveki. And that
I saw
had.
That one, yeah.
And the two of those conversations that they feeling weirdness coming to their life through the internet, I understand, okay. So when I thought, okay, just Paul coming, I said to myself, I don't want to go to some meeting with a YouTube celebrity. Although it's Paul, I understand everything. But still, like, I had a certain hesitance. And when the announcement that John Van Dunk is coming as well, I was convinced, because John Van Dunk is one of the person who is like in the background of our corner of the internet, but the work that he's doing, the SGRE protocol that he's developing, and one of my members from the book club is also...
And the ELSNET groups that he is leading. Now, John, at some point, is going to... His capacity for ELSNET is... And John and I have talked about this regularly. At some point, you know, John's going to have to spin off some of his ELSNET groups because... Then John becomes the bottleneck of there's only so many people that John can relate to. And so the goal of this is to actually, again, create a network where the weaving goes horizontally.
Doing a SGRE in Barcelona. And he's
part Are of you the... in John Lenang's meeting, regular
no.
meetups?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. But that's but I still see him as the very important corner in our cornerstone in our community. And
you know, I was for 1 year I was part of one of his estuary host Zoom meetings that he hosts about twice a month, and it was very, very meaningful, and very I learned so much from him. I think you're exactly right that his work is very important.
Yeah,
and it's not that visible in the Discord, but maybe that's also good. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that the fact that he's coming to bring this protocol and to do his small communication with the European crowd, I think it will people move things. Yeah, they
We certainly saw that in the Chicago meetings where, and some in Western Michigan too, where, oh, well, they've seen me on video, but they didn't know about ElseNet and estuaryhub.com and all of this other stuff. And so then John, of course, is there, and then John can say, okay, well, let me know. These are the our meetings. We meet twice a month. This is what we're doing. We'll get you in.
There'll be more of those Azure, those meetups who are trying to have conversation about meaning. So although I don't know him and I never met him, I still I he was the thing that convinced me. And then I started to look really serious and started to find tickets to fly from Israel to Germany. The other edition is Burn Power, which I didn't know anything about. So I asked in the Discord, and Mark pointed for me the Peugeot conversation between Burn Power and Peugeot, and I get hooked. So for the last 2 weeks, I'm going all through his
Burns got a lot of hours out there.
Videos, how we got here, and few others, and I think he is a very important addition to our corner.
Why?
Yeah, that's a good question, but I will summarize it really. I know it's a rough summary, but I think Jordan Peterson opened for us the space. So the space created, this openness created because Jordan Peterson. And then, well, at least for me, Jonathan Peugeot was working on the symbolism and the storytelling aspect of how to look at certain element in our culture through the meaning lens. And then Paul van der Klee helped ha us to get together and start talking between us. So
To form a
he's,
community.
yes, he's like this facilitator. Vaveke is a very interesting, but I think Vaveke bringing to us a academic legitimacy. So the fact that he is an academic and working on those problems from a really rigorous academic standpoint, I think it brings kind of validity. And the people who
And
working
fancy
with
words.
and fancy words, exactly, which is important to relay weight.
Yeah, I think he also brings some useful concepts that you can get a grip on those things. Yeah.
Yeah, and Burn, and I thought about it for the last week. I think Burn, what Burn brings, he brings this notion that the and mo most of the speakers that most of the people that I mentioned have this element, but Burn bring this element that there's tremendous amount of very useful knowledge in the past, an uncovered past, and he bring to us this call to go, and he start his YouTube videos with this, like, while we go, like something, bring the goons to sleep, and we
It's from The Great Escape. Steve McQueen.
just go and dig or something like that, and that's a
Meanwhile, we dig, right?
meanwhile we dig, yeah, and that's exactly what he's bringing to us, like
I'm trying to get out of a German POW camp.
go back. And although I have a philosophical education, I studied philosophy in university, Burn mentioning every single almost video, people who I never heard about. I have, like, Jacques Ellul is one of those. Like, it's so weird. And that's what he's doing. And the other thing, which I think also very important that Byrne bringing to us, is the connection to the physical world. And he is bringing it through videos and through his discussion in video, but still the physical world as a textual thing, as a gritty thing, is of a substance that irreplaceable by screens. And that's a very important message for us and for the world that's suffering from meaningless. And I'm very excited to meet him. I hope that I will get a little bit cool in the 2 months that we
Calm
have
down.
Until the
it's
festival.
Not an internet. It's not a YouTube celebrity, you know.
Yeah, but still, I'm so excited because Bernd, I know I need to get a grip on myself a little bit.
Yeah, it takes some time to go through his material, right?
Yeah. That's a lot. So I'm coming for 4 days. I had a conversation with Aaron yesterday, which has graciously invited me to spend 2 days after the festival at his house.
This is exactly what we're looking for, to knit the friendships together between the people, because it's in those friendships and in that becomes then the weaving of the community together, and that's where all the learning takes place, and that's where all the good stuff happens.
Those connections that are going to happen in the festival, those are an important ones.
Yeah.
And I actually want to throw a challenge to all the people who are listening to it. In order for us to have meaningful conversations and connections in the festival, I think one of the important parts is to get to know each other. And you said we're going to be something like 100 people over there, something like that?
Yeah, exactly. So Cassidy and I and Aaron and Danny, we are different people who are putting this together, and it's really, you know, it's really a community event, and we organize it really from community members. And yeah, the first one, we don't want to overwhelm us, so we said, okay, let's keep it to 100 participants. Yeah.
So 100 participants is a lot, but still, it's not that much that we cannot make a connection. So
yeah,
we started this server channel for the meeting for the festival and just the European festival in general. Mm-hmm. And I encourage everybody, make connections with people beforehand, start conversation beforehand. You know, you're going to the festival, try to have those kind of conversation that we have right now with Matthias, with as many people from the festival as you can, because it helps to bridge a certain elements of introduction.
Yeah.
And then when you come to the meeting, to the festival, you won't be as overwhelmed by the newestness of people. So there won't be as much as paralysis of analysis over our brain. And we can actually leap forward to conversation about meaningfulness much faster, and that's why, like, meet as many people as you can, even if it's a small conversation just about like what your name, how you came to the Bridges of Meaning, and are you excited or not excited, on who you're excited to meet. As I relate to you right now,
exactly.
Who people want to meet.
Exactly. I think that's a very good idea, and it's a very good call. And we are like, the ticket sales will start very soon, and when we fix that, I also want to focus on connecting people more. And I think there also will be conversations, for example, between Paul Vanderclay and Bernd Pauer in preparation for the festival. And yeah, I think it's
Uh-oh, Bern and I better get on that.
very it's crucial that we make these connections beforehand. And you know, we are at this venue, the Südstern community, where the festival takes place, and they also have a Discord, and my plan is to also connect with them beforehand. I mean, most of them, it's a German community, and they, of course, it's will be hard for them to get familiar with the Bridges of Meaning, but I'll try it. And I think we should do more of these conversations in preparation. I think you're very right about that.
Yeah, so everybody who is listening to it, I am very available. Just send me a message. We'll have a conversation.
Yeah.
If you're a shy person, that's okay. You don't have to talk. I can do the talking. But still, like, just to even to see each other through the camera and to react to each other's laughter, it's enough of a nudge to bring us closer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have in the server, we have the European Bridges of Meaning Festival channel, and there's also a link to a sub server where people can organize to for joint group travel or group accommodation. So that's also a topic what you can discuss. Do you want to travel in a group?
Yeah, if you want to stay in a hostel together, which
exactly.
It's an excellent idea. And you mentioned as well that there were going to be a few places to stay at the venue, right?
Right, there will be some space for campers. So most of the people should bring their tents, and it's limited to about 20 people. And you already mentioned that you're interested, right? That you.
Yeah, I still don't know how I'll bring my tent.
I said to you, I have one tent, and there would be a space enough for you as well. So it's a tent
Excellent.
With different
sections,
right? Yeah.
Okay. If you want more information about this, this video goes on for another 20 minutes, and you can check it out. I'll leave the link for this video below. There'll be links to the event itself. I'll put those below. You can obviously reach out to Matthias on the Bridges of Meaning Discord server. I know I have to update the link to that. Many of you already probably have that link. And if you don't have or have difficulty get it, just put a comment down below this video, and either myself or someone else will get you that link. But I thought that this conversation was really key because, you know, right from the start, when the Jordan Peterson thing happened, I knew that many people were going to have that moment that Teddy was having. But in order for that moment to come to full fruition, there's going to need to be a community. You can't have a relationship via a YouTube channel in many ways. I mean, you will naturally churn. You'll listen to me for a while. You'll listen to Peugeot. You'll listen to Peterson. A relationship with a YouTube channel is too shallow. Human beings themselves in relationship and in real life are far, far deeper. And that's why you have churn in YouTube land, because, oh, I'm repeating myself and there's these things that I'm not seeing and I've got my hang-ups and I've got my blind sides and my biases and all of my deficiencies. So what YouTube does in the accumulation of people is just have always someone else to turn to and pay attention to, but that does it, that just kind of leaves you on the surface. And in order for something to go deep, you need to have a network, a fabric, a community. And what they are doing here with this festival is doing the important knitting that takes time. Same thing in Chicago, same thing in Thunder Bay. This is what we're doing, and this is the important work. So I wanted to make this video and draw your attention to this conversation, and there'll be some more conversations coming out about this. So if you're in Europe, if you're on the continent in Europe, check this out. Now, we're still developing our schedule in the UK. We've got a few events. I think the UK events, except for the Benbury Priory events, where I'll be talking to Paul Kingsnorth and Calvin Robinson. You can talk to Mark Connolly from the More Christ channel. He's the one that's organizing that. So this is what we're doing with these events and sort of bringing and sort of shaping things up, because again, the relationship with me is in some ways incidental. It's the relationship with each other that is so key. That's really where you get the fertility. I think about it. So I was just in Michigan. Michigan has these huge sand dunes. How do sand dunes become fertile ground that you can plant and work? It's because the grass sort of stabilizes it, and bit by bit, the decay and the cycle creates nutrients in the soil, and bit by bit, you have something that can sustain life. And that's what we're looking for with these relationships. So again, links below. Leave a comment. Thanks for watching.